Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Democratic Party nominee for U.S. President Hillary Clinton said Friday she understands not everyone has benefited from the improvement in the U.S. economy since the recession.
I believe we had to recover from the recession that we inherited from the last Republican administration. I love it when Republicans criticize us as though they want everybody to have amnesia and forget that when Barack Obama became president, we were losing 800,000 jobs a month.
Meantime, the Republican Party nominee for president, Donald Trump, also campaigned on Friday.
Look, we're running against a person that was just accused of being negligent and being other things and lying. How do you lie to the FBI and, the answer is she lied. How do you lie to the FBI and now you're running for president?
Presidential election set for November the 8th. U.S.-led coalition battling Islamic State fighters in Syria have been concentrating their attacks on the city of Manbij near Aleppo, but reports say militants continue to occupy the city center. Meantime, the U.N. envoy for Syria is urging Russia to let the U.N. take charge of any humanitarian corridors allowing civilians to escape Aleppo. U.S. military is vehemently rejecting remarks by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that the U.S. military was siding with plotters of the failed military coup in Turkey. Erdogan criticized a U.S. general after the general voiced concern about the long-term effect of the coup on U.S. relations with Turkey. This is VOA News. The United Nations has extended its peacekeeping mission in South Sudan until August the 12th amid increasing reports of renewed violence in the country's southern states. The mission of 10,000 troops was unable to intervene in the battles in the capital between forces loyal to President Salva Kiir and others who backed the former First Deputy Vice President Riek Machar because both are equipped with heavy weapons. However, thousands of civilians gathered at UN bases in search of a safe refuge during the street battles. Unrest in South Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people, displaced more than 2 million since December of 2013. Some of Afghanistan's most vulnerable citizens, those who have fled their homes due to violence, face worsening conditions, as we hear from VOA's Aisha Tanzim in Islamabad.
War and violence has forced many Afghans to flee their homes and move to other parts of the country. An Amnesty International report in May put the figure of internally displaced persons in Afghanistan at 1.2 million. Afghan government developed a national policy to help them, but has been unable to implement it. The United States Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction blamed the lack of implementation on corruption, lack of capacity, but also many provincial governments. However, Syed Hussein Alami Balkhi, the Afghan Minister of Refugees and Returnees, said his government was working hard to help the IDPs despite difficult conditions. Aisha Tanzim, Islamabad.
Pope Francis walked in silence through the Nazi death camp Auschwitz-Birkenau in Poland on Friday. More than 1 million people killed there during World War II. Most of the victims were Jews. The Pope met individually with elderly survivors of the camp, kissing each of them on both cheeks. U.S. state of Florida has reported 4 cases of the Zika virus, seemingly not linked to travel. Florida Governor Rick Scott.
One of these 4 cases involves a woman, and the other 3 cases are involve men. They're all active Zika cases and have not exhibited symptoms to be admitted to the hospital.
Mosquitoes which carry the Zika virus have been found in southern U.S. states, such as Florida. Though the virus is relatively mild in most cases, many pregnant women are infected with the Zika, give birth to babies with a congenital defect, which causes an abnormally small head. More than 1,600 such cases have been reported in Brazil, where the outbreak began last year. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.